This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. This day in sports history. It's March 16th, and on this day in 1974, the Oakland A's signed Herb Washington to their roster. Never heard of him? Well, there's probably a reason for that. Herb Washington was not a baseball player. Well, he may have played a little bit in high school, but he was a track and field star. More exact, he was a world-class sprinter. He was, and may still be, the world record holder in the 50 and 60-yard dashes. And I say may still be because, one, these are weird distances that aren't really contested any longer, and his race was hand-timed. He ran the 50-yard dash in 5 seconds flat when the recognized world record is 5.22, set in 1982. Anyway, the takeaway from that bit of minutiae is that Washington was fast. And so, Oakland A's owner Charlie Finley signed him to be a pinch runner and steal bases. That's it. In 1974, Washington appeared in 92 games. He stole 29 bases and he scored 29 times. His 29 base swipes was good for 7th best in the American League, but he was caught stealing 16 times. A base-stealing blunder in the 1974 World Series may have actually been the beginning of the end for him. After being substituted as a pinch runner for Joe Rudy in Game 2 of the World Series, and he was representing the tying run at the time on first, he wandered a bit too far from the base and he got picked off. The A's lost that game, but they ended up winning the series for their third consecutive World Series title. He did come back in 1975, and he appeared in another 13 games with 2 stolen bases, but he was released soon after, replaced by another speedy player, but one who could actually play in the field and take swings at the plate. So here is Washington's distinction. He is the only major league non-pitcher to play in at least 100 games and never have an official at-bat. One other interesting fact about Washington, his 1974 contract had a clause in it that he had to grow facial hair, which he actually struggled to do. He used an eyebrow pencil to add in more and to satisfy this weird contractual obligation. Now, why was this in the contract, you may ask? Well, the only reason that I could find for that clause is that Reggie Jackson showed up to spring training with a handlebar mustache. Finley, thinking Jackson was doing it as an attention grabber for himself, which he probably was, paid players extra or mandated it in their contracts to grow facial hair so Jackson would not stand out in an era when facial hair on ballplayers was mostly discouraged. In fact, the A's became known as the Mustache Gang because of Finley's strange efforts. Also on this day, in 1964, Detroit defensive lineman Alex Karras and Green Bay Packer running back Paul Hornung were reinstated by the NFL after serving an 11-month suspension for gambling on football. These two were two of the league's best. Hornung was the 1961 MVP, and Karras was an All-Pro. Commissioner Pete Rozelle suspended the pair in April 1963 for betting on football games. Hornung says his bets were with friends and never exceeded $200, but Rozelle said he found evidence of $500 wagers on NFL games between 1959 and 61. Karras was found to have made at least six bets between $50 and $100 on NFL games. Five other Lions were also fined $2,000 by the league for betting on the 1962 title game between New York and Green Bay, but they were not suspended. Horning would go on to be elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1986. Karras would also become more well-known in the 80s as the TV dad on the sitcom Webster. And in 2018, the University of Maryland Baltimore County became the first 16 seed to ever beat a 1 in the NCAA tournament when they laid a smackdown on the Virginia Cavaliers. Since going to a 64-team field in 1985, no 16 had ever pulled the ultimate upset. There were a few close calls, but the Cinderella slipper had never fit a size 16. The Retrievers made sure it was not a close call. After being tied at 21 at the half, UMBC came out firing and connecting. For the game, the Retrievers hit 54% of their shots, 50% from beyond the arc, and buried the Cavaliers 74-54 to become the first 16 to beat a 1. And today's non-sports did you know? It's impossible to hum while holding your nose. I'll wait a moment while you give that a try. See? It's true. That's all for today. I'll serve up more sports history tomorrow on This Dish. This has been an original Thrive Suite production.
Hey there, sports history fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. Six of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.